Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Petaluma, and everybody else who's listening on their computers this morning online. I'm live streaming to you via Blog Talk Radio. This is Sue Hirsch, your joyful wellness guru, and it's Friday. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend planned. I'm planning some good stuff for some fun. I always plan it ahead because I always tell everybody else on my radio show, it doesn't just happen. The fun things, they don't just happen. You kind of have to plan them. So I'm thinking maybe a nice walk in the park tomorrow on Saturday. There's one going on at Violetti Road. It's sort of a guided tour at the Discovery Center in Santa Rosa. And that's at 393 Violetti Road. So if you're there, I tell you what I'll do. I'll have some massage gift certificates with me. If you find me there and you say, hey, I hear you on Blog Talk Radio all the time, I will give you a free gift certificate for a one-hour massage here in Petaluma at my studio. It's at 3500 Bodega Avenue on the outskirts of Petaluma. And I will give you more directions if you find me on Violetti Road at the Discovery Center with my son tomorrow and ask me for a gift certificate, because you're just so thrilled every Monday and Friday, well, almost every Monday and Friday, to hear me doing my Joyful Wellness Guru show. And so I hope you're planning to have at least as much fun as I'm planning to have tomorrow. Get out in the sunshine and fresh air while we've got it. If it's rainy, we might just stay home in our jammies and make some popcorn and watch a good movie, something like that. Sometimes we sit around and read. Sometimes we play games on our computers. You know, we do what makes us happy. I'm not too worried about the potential ill health issues that TV might cause to my son, because he's getting a good balance, and balance is really, really key, and I want to talk a little bit about that today. A lot of people worry that their kids will become unbalanced if they watch too much TV, and to an extent that's true. They also worry about video gaming, and to an extent that's true, too, that you'll become an unbalanced person if you sit around all day long and play those video games or watch those TV shows. But I'm pretty sure that nobody really sits around all day, every single day of the week, watching those soap operas or playing those video games or watching their cartoons. I'm pretty sure that you sometimes get out and your kids sometimes get out and play with their friends. So, you know, sometimes you need to give your kids the leeway, because their little psyches and bodies know when they need to shut down for a little while and just have downtime. And you know that from your own experience. You know when your body needs a little downtime and needs to just kind of zone out and not be disturbed. And it's very, very, very important to take that downtime when you know you need it. You know, you could get up and do the laundry, and you could get out and do the shopping, and those things aren't going anywhere. They're not going to go away. You can as easily do those things an hour from now, the most of them. If you really, really think about it, it's probably not urgent. Probably not as urgent as it seems, you know. So take a minute and think about it. How urgent is it? Or is it more important that I just sit here for one more hour and relax and be more efficient at it later, after I've taken 1 hour out of my day to relax? And because that's called balance, and balance makes us operate, it helps us to operate more efficiently in the long run. So keep in mind that your children are probably naturally better at being sure that they're getting that sort of balance than we are, because they have not had as much time in which to experience the rush, rush, rush of the workaday life that we have, which turns us into workaholics, or has already turned us into workaholics. And they've not experienced those days at the office where you don't have time to get a real lunch. So you grab maybe some potato chips and a coffee and you eat those at your desk, or whatever it is you grab out of that vending machine on your left. And you eat those at your desk and you say, okay, I'll make do with that for now until I get home and it'll be fine. And then when I get home, I'll have a decent dinner. And then you're so tired when you get home. You're just exhausted and you still haven't made dinner for the family yet, maybe, and or maybe even just for yourself. So you go and you eat out and it's expensive and it's maybe not quite as healthy as what you would have had if you had made it yourself. And then you get home and you're exhausted. So you haven't been out actually having, you know, doing something fun and enriching yet that day because you haven't had time. So you figure, okay, well, my fun time, I guess, is just going to have to wait till the weekend. And very often that's what we do as grown-ups. But kids, somehow, they still haven't been formed by this experience of having to work for their rent and having to work for their groceries. And so they have time to actually, you know, hear their bodies telling them, hey, I'm getting antsy or I'm getting stiff, I need to move around. And kids just kind of naturally twitch and move around a lot. And they will get up or you know, raise their hand, tell the teacher they have to go potty and go out, and they'll, like, run to the bathroom and run back to class. And, you know, they're running up and down the hallways because they're in a hurry to play. They're in a hurry to have fun. They're in a hurry to get through their work so that they can get to the good stuff, which is outside on the playground. And so that's because they know what's good. And so you might want to take a cue from your kids. And I did that on a really grand sort of scale recently. I saw that my son was getting exhausted and disheartened by all the schoolwork. He was just, I know I've mentioned this before, but he was just overloaded with an excessive amount of homework that wasn't helping him learn anything. It wasn't enriching his life. It wasn't letting him get out and do the really good stuff, like playing with friends and doing guitar lessons and doing karate lessons. And it was stealing his energy and it was stealing his spirit. It was really, really dampening his spirit. And so I took a cue from my kid. I looked at that and I said, this is not a good thing. And I moved him to a different school because 4 attempts at diplomacy and explaining to the school that this was not working for my son got back the same answer all 4 times, and that was a very unimaginative response to the effect of, our hands are tied. We're under orders to teach this way and to give this much homework. And, you know, I want somebody more imaginative teaching my son, and I want a better methodology for my son. And if the school is not willing to stand up for a better methodology for teaching their kids, then that's not the school for us. And I'm not going to support it by sending my son there, because every day that my son's little bum is in one of their desk chairs, they get a little bit of a stipend from the government. And every day that he's not there, they don't get that stipend, and they have to worry about filling that seat. Because if they don't fill a certain number of seats in their school, the school will have to shut down. Now, if I could have my way, I'd be probably picketing the school and calling attention to the fact that there's a better way. And I'd be doing this for the sake of the other parents, not just for the sake of vengeance, but in effect, it would also be a sort of revenge, which I don't like, so I'm not going to do it. But I just really wish that I could get the message out to all the other parents in Sonoma County and Marin and everywhere else, and to anybody who's listening, that there's always a better way. If you need a better way, I guarantee you there is one. So please, if something is not working for you that you're getting from the government and you need something different, or in any aspect of your life, if some part of your life is not working for you, please know that there's always something better for the creative mind that goes seeking. So keep your minds open. There's always more than one way to skin a cat is what it boils down to, and somebody a lot wiser than I said that. I'm just stealing a quote, you know, because we all do this. We all stand on the work of people who've already done the hard stuff. We just carry it a step further sometimes or apply it to our own everyday lives. So apply what you've learned. Please learn from my mistake as best you can of leaving him in that old school too long and listening to my family members who were terribly concerned about sticking to convention and how breaking away from the conventional way is always scary and risky. And so for a while I stuck with it. I stuck with convention, and I believed in my family members who said that there was no better way and that other ways would cause troubles down the line. So fly in the face of convention when you feel you need to. When you feel it would have any benefit for you at all, try it, because without risk there is absolutely no gain. So give it a try. You know, in terms of doing what's right for you, figure it out, and you don't have to stick with it. There's always opportunity for change and improvement every single day, every single hour. There's opportunity for change and improvement. And so that's what I wanted to tell you today, and that's my little 15-minute soapbox or so. And find me on tomorrow, Saturday, at Violetti Road in Santa Rosa at the the Environmental Discovery Center, because it sounds like it's going to be really great fun. And naturalists are going to be leading family hikes, and since they're for the family, they're probably not going to be too strenuous. And parking is $7. And if you drop me a line, I will send you a link if you want to know a little more about this. Or you can just Google Santa Rosa Discovery Center or Discovery Learning Center. Okay, good luck to all of you, and have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. I'm going to let you go a little early because I think I've soapboxed at you long enough. All right, have a wonderful weekend. This is Sue, your joyful wellness guru on Blog Talk Radio, signing off.